Hello and welcome to your Tuesday Sean Ireland show. Hope you went through your Monday just fine. This has become the final week of Lisa Colbert being with me on Good Day Columbus, so kind of melancholy. She's chosen to take some time off and reconsider directions and such, but if you have an opportunity, check out Good Day Columbus this week from 9 until 10 to see our final days with Lisa. I'll stay on Good Day Columbus, and they'll put me with somebody else, but I will certainly miss her, that's for sure. Also, we have some very big news. Sis is moving. Sean Ireland Show with Kate Burdett. You've been hearing it Sundays on 610 WTVN, and we liked being there. But to be honest, it was time for us to move to an FM station, and we found the home. It is Oldies 93.3. A station I used to do mornings on not too awfully long ago, about maybe 5 or 6 years ago. I guess longer than that now, 7 or 8 years ago. And we are returning Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Tune in for Kate and myself on Oldies 93.3 with Sis on the radio. We're going to have a lot of fun, a two-hour show from 8 until 10. And then for those of you in Hillsboro and Greenfield in that area, you can join us on WVNU. We'll be there as well on Sundays. So very excited that Sis is moving up and moving out and hopefully coming to your neighborhood if you're not within listening range of one of those two stations. So keep right here for more details as we continue to grow. And thank you for that growth, by the way. Who could have predicted it? Well, Karen Deutsch. Karen Deutsch is with us today, our clairvoyant and part of our show. And she is the person who can tap into your auras, your colors. And she takes calls from people. And today we'll go through a few of those for you too. I'll find out why I'm a yellow and what makes Kate rainbow bright. We'll find out. Plus today, too, with Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery, as we get ready for July, the 4th of July, tank tops, ladies, let's talk about those arms. You got the underarm jiggle jaggle? There is a cure for that. And Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery, they will discuss that with you with Dr. Bob Heck. So all of that is on the way next. Thanks so much for being here for the Sean Ireland Show. And we start the show today, like we do just about every month or so, we have clairvoyant Karen Deutsch. She can pick up on your auras. What are auras? It's the color you give off. It's going to be 80s the next couple of days. I have that feeling that many of us will give off the same colors, if not scents. But Karen is able to tap in to the energies you give out, and that's what we talk about today. And she takes your calls as well. What Karen does is she taps into your energies.
Right.
All right. Now, you've got some psychics who deal with pookie-pookie stuff. That's not what Karen does. Karen just can sense people's energy. She can even do it on the phone. She can hear things, and she knows it through your personality type.
Right.
So I think that stuff's fascinating. And you've done this for many businesses, too.
Oh, many businesses.
Corporate executives.
Corporate executives. I do it often. I work with physicians, hospitals.
Uh-huh.
I'm still doing business consulting.
Right.
And I love it. It's just wonderful. It keeps me intact with everything.
Right.
And in touch with the police. So it's wonderful. It's giving back the gift that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And now, by the way, I'm just doing all phone and Skype.
Good.
No more in person because
really?
I'm traveling around too much.
Right.
And we found that the energy works best really on the phone when I have nothing interfering with just your voice and me.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting. All right. Well, we already have callers lined
Good.
Up. We hear from our first one.
We do. We have Anne on the line. And Karen, Anne is wondering if there's a job change coming up for her.
All
Anne,
right.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
Good
Anne.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello.
Hi,
Karen.
Hi. Hello.
Well, you certainly have enough energy, so.
Oh, great.
Let's see where you're headed. I want to hear your question from you.
Okay. I hold a PhD in music history.
Yeah.
Which means...
Nothing. No,
which means, yeah, that I am working 4 part-time jobs in Columbus at the moment. And I might be applying... Well, I am applying for a full-time teaching position in Steubenville, of all places. And I just wanted to see what you picked up about that. If you see me staying in Columbus or...
Towards
the Rust Belt.
Yeah. I hope it's not Steubenville. I think they are going to offer you something. But I want to know whether you've worked in higher education also before.
Yes, for years.
Okay,
for
I'm talking beyond high school.
Oh, yes, I'm a college professor.
That's what I thought. Okay, because that's how it was coming through. So,
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, of course. And I'd really like you to stay in that direction and be looking and more in supervisory work even. And I see you doing multitasking things, but it's going to be in one position. So I really need to see you continue your search. There is going to be a one single position opening.
A full-time position with
full-time
benefits, hopefully.
Full-time. Full-time.
Wonderful.
I'm not sure exactly when because I've got different data coming through. And if it's not, of course, you know, the fall's coming up. And if it's not this fall, then I've got it happening through the year. So it would be definitely for next year.
Wonderful.
Let me know.
Is it in Columbus?
I don't think it's in Columbus, but it's not too far outside of Columbus.
Okay.
And listen,
I will definitely let you know.
And because what's interesting is where is Ball State? Does anybody know where the heck Ball State is?
Indiana.
Have you had any connection ever to Ball State?
No, I don't.
It's coming in. It came in big time.
Otherwise, David Letterman? Because he went to Ball State.
That's the only way I know Ball State is through David Letterman.
I don't even know Ball State, and Ball State came in.
That's interesting.
So, and usually when I see these things, they happen faster. So I've got a whole range of things. Are you ready for this?
Oh, wow.
From Ball State to Otterbein College. So that means lots of places in between.
Could it be people that are attached to those
places? Could be people that are attached.
I'm an adjunct at Otterbein.
No way.
That's one of my 4 part-time jobs.
Wow. One of the music rooms is named, I believe, for my father. So,
really?
Yeah, Dr. Topolowski. So, anyway. All right. So, let us know. Will you do that?
Wow.
I definitely will. And you get a gold star on your forehead. Thank you.
Thank you. Along with my queen crown. All right.
There you go. Okay.
Wear that.
You.
Okay.
It looks like Debbie wants to know what color her aura is right now.
Okay. I need to, hello. Where's Debbie?
I'm right here.
Okay. Debbie, talk to me for a minute. Let me hear you ask me that question.
Okay.
Although I think I already know what it is.
Huh.
Well, go ahead.
We spoke about a year ago this time.
Uh-huh.
And I called in on this show, and you told me a lot.
Uh-huh.
And it's been a year that I'm just, you know, I'm doing my thing, everything, you know, everything's still together, things get better. I'm just wondering what you see my aura.
Did I tell you your color, your aura last year?
If you did, I don't remember.
Okay, you're a blue. You're definitely a blue.
What does a blue aura mean?
Well, blue is a sensitivity. It comes from the throat chakra, which means, and I call the throat chakra the area that is the filtering system for our entire body.
Okay.
So, Debbie, what you think, what you feel, what you see, what you do, eventually always comes out suboka, your mouth.
Oh.
All right.
Debbie, you a mouthy?
Oh, yeah, I do know that. I have a thing on my fridge that says, God, keep your hand on my shoulder and the other hand across my mouth.
Right. And you're a bit of a worrier, and things go round and round with you, and you're very sensitive, and you are a bit of an enabler.
Okay, so...
What does she do about that?
Get rid of all those people you're helping and enabling, and only take care of yourself.
That's what I've pretty much done for the past year.
Because it's been a year of purging. Well, it's been a year of purging. Now you can start filtering through and see who's worthy of your time and your energy.
Okay. Which, to me, that would be...
Are you a smoker?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I thought.
Hmm.
Stop that, too.
okay, you're talking to my doctor on the side. I know.
It's going to help because that's also your weak area. And so I don't want any more complications in your life and any health issues coming up this fall or winter for you. So this spring and summer, I need you to get out and move around. You're going to meet new people, okay?
Good for you. Sound good?
I appreciate that. Thanks.
You can do this, Debbie.
All righty.
Take care.
Be happy.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Tom, that is not Enya.
Yeah, boy,
what in
on.
The world?
But it is talking about the future.
Yeah, it is the okay. future. Where will we be? It'll be spirits Roman.
Wow. Enya, something's going on in her life if she sounds like that. Just say that. We have Karen Deutsch with us, and we have your calls lined up to go. Sis on the radio, Sean Ireland, Kate Burdett. And Kate, we've got a lot to get to here.
We have people waiting. Let's start with Rowena. Rowena wants to know if she has another job on the horizon, Karen.
Okay. Hi, Rowena.
Hi, Karen. How are you, ladies?
Hi.
Good. Great. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm actually on my way to my work out of state.
Oh.
Okay. So clearly you'd like to be working here.
Yeah. I work for a temp agency under contract with another company. I was laid off from another company closer to home. Will the old company call me back?
Oh.
Or will there be another layoff if I go? Or should I stay with the current instead?
You should keep in contact with your old company. I believe that they're going to be calling you back, and okay. It's actually going to be fairly soon. There's a 3-month lag I'm seeing. And how long have you been off with them now? I want to make sure I'm not seeing something from the past.
It's more than a year now.
Okay. Within the next 3 months, they're doing a downsizing, and I also see somebody doing a merger around them. So with this new company, you may get called back to them, but I don't think you're going to take that job. I think you're going to get something else in the interim, and it is going to be back here, and it's going to be much better for you.
Wow. Thank you.
All right. Let me know. I love to hear. People do email me and let me know when they have received these jobs. It's good for your energy, good for my energy. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Within 3 months, Rowena.
Yes. Have a good one.
Thanks. Drive safely. Okay.
Sweet.
Next up, we have Mark. And Mark is very selfless. He wants to know if his friends are going to find peace.
All right. Peace, huh?
Mark.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies. It's
Hello.
A pleasure to be able to talk to you.
Oh, you're very
Same
sweet.
Here. Tell me more about this.
Well, I have a friend, Stephanie, who lost her husband at a very early age, has small children, who's in need of a lot of peace, and a friend named Barb who's having a lot of struggles at work. And I'm very blessed to have a blessed life, and things are going great. So I wanted to check in on their status and see if you had any thoughts on if it's going to be a really rough summer for them or if they're going to be able to find some inner peace here sometime soon.
Yes, they are. And
wow.
Yes, they are. And Stephanie has been dealing with a lot of grief, of course. But it's the memories are going to be there. There is someone around her. There is both a male around her. There is a female spirit around her. So I know that her husband is in good hands. And
Great.
she is going to be taken care of. I need to know if there is a daughter somewhere.
There is not. It's all boys.
Tell me about Barb. Does she have a daughter?
She does.
Okay. So now, because we're dealing with two different energies here, this must be Barbara's daughter coming in for some reason around her. And there's been either, I don't know if there's been struggle between them or not, but there is going to be healing with them also this summer.
Hmm.
Yes. Yes, there has been some conflict between them. So that's amazing that you picked up on that.
Wow.
Amazing.
And the fact that you are such a good friend and there for them is just amazing because you're the one that's sending them that healing energy full of hope, full of promise. you're kind of the tie that binds, all right? And stay there for them. That's going to make it all better.
We certainly will, because you just don't know if you're, you know, how much you, what more you can do, you know, just keep trying to send cards.
You've made an impact.
And sending some positive thoughts and vibes to them constantly, so.
You have made that impact. Continue.
Interesting.
You certainly will.
All right.
Certainly will.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You have a great day and have a great
week.
You
too. Thank you.
Thanks,
you
Mark.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow.
So, I know.
That's a tricky one because, Karen, you're talking to someone, but it's not his aura, really.
Right.
It's somebody else's.
It's always more difficult to now I have to attach myself, not just to him, but expand that energy out to two others who may be in touch with his energy.
Let me ask you, a guy like that, a guy like a Mark, what color is his aura?
Oh, he's a healing crystal.
Okay.
He is probably a rainbow crystal.
Huh.
Because he sends out, he emotes all of this love and energy, healing energy to others.
Interesting.
Wow.
You're a rainbow crystal, Kate.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, yes, and you're also rainbow bright, and that was one of my favorite toys growing up.
It's the boots. it's the boots. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But we have talked about other colors around you,
I
Kate.
Know. Oh, I know. I know. I'm a chameleon that way.
That's, yes, you are.
And I'm just yellow. What does that mean? You say it with disdain.
No, yellow is a wonderful color. It's the high energy. Remember, you are like a bolt of electricity. You charge everything that you touch. You'd like a few more charge cards, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't need those. Thanks.
No, but you are this wonderful bolt of electricity, you know. And if you get hit by you, you are blessed. It's not harmful.
Oh.
It's really a blessing.
Take that, Rainbow Bright.
I'm going to start calling you High Voltage Sean.
Oh, hey, that's good.
Sizzle. Okay.
Sizzle. See, I didn't think that fast for once.
It's okay.
Darn.
It's
okay.
Well, Karen may be able to read those auras, but she can't help you when it comes to what you're wearing. Your tank tops, ladies. Are you bothered by the way the arms look when it comes to summertime? No, for that we go to Dr. Bob Heck from Columbus Aesthetic and Plastic Surgery.
It's that picnic and frolicking around season. Is that what it's called? And the tank tops and the tank dresses are out, and women want to look good, but gosh darn it, I don't think sometimes their arms have gotten the message.
You know, arms, women and their arms are one of the most common complaints that we see from women of all ages. A lot of women, because women wear tank tops in the summertime is very busy for women coming in with complaints about their arms.
Saw Dara Torres the other day on a commercial. Oh my gosh, those aren't arms. Those are legs hanging from her. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
She's that swimmer who's 43 years old.
Yeah. Her arms are great.
Okay, we don't all have that luxury.
20 years from now, those arms may not look that great, but right now, they look amazing.
So besides, I mean, obviously you can continue to work out and help yourself that way, but there are, if you're not that person anymore, what can you do for your arms?
You know, the best way to your arms... make your arms look better is put a big set of breast implants right next to them. And that way nobody will look at your arms.
That is brilliant. Brilliant.
The most common procedure we do with arms is liposuction. And there are several different techniques. There's vaser liposuction, there's smart lipo. And these types of liposuction not only remove the fat and shrink the arms, but also help tighten the skin and shrink the skin up as well.
Is that one procedure?
It is one procedure, works very well. Recovery time is just a couple of days. So the procedure can be done right in the office under a local anesthetic. We typically give you just some oral sedatives to make you nice and relaxed. We put a numbing or a wetting solution in, and then the procedure usually takes about an hour and can be performed right in the office.
So give us an idea of what the actual result is. What does it look like?
You know, women with just fatty deposits or arms a little bit bigger than they want get a really nice result with just liposuction. Now, women who have had significant weight loss and have a lot of extra skin may need a skin tightening procedure called a brachioplasty. And that procedure is done at the outpatient surgery center. That does require a general anesthetic, and that does leave a scar down the posterior aspect of the arm.
Assuming you want to get this done this summer, want to have the lipo for your arms, how quickly then can you be in that tank dress?
You know, with liposuction, we put you in arm garments, compression garments that we like you to wear for about 2 to 3 weeks. But after that, the arms look real nice.
That's awesome. So how do they get a hold of you?
Just dial 246-6900.
And you can do that also for the breast implants we want?
Absolutely.
Okay, Dr. Heck, thank you.
Thank you.
And that is going to do it. That is Tuesday's Sean Ireland Show. Thanks, as always, for being here. And don't forget, check out our homepage where you can click and get right to the pictures for the makeover, a get a new spring in your step promotion, and see the great services Cliff and Candy were able to get and how incredible they looked with those makeovers. You could get one too, so make sure you always check back. We have contests all the time, and we have some incredible sponsors to help us out with that. Enjoy your day. We'll see you right back here tomorrow for the Sean Ireland Show.
Show.